Hello and welcome to the first episode of Just Talking, where I talk about whatever the hell I want, because who cares? I mean, if you want to suggest something to talk about, a topic or something you want to address that I could talk about, please do. I'm very bored. This quarantine's killing me. I actually want to go back to school. God, I hate school. Well, today I'm going to talk about random encounters that I had while playing video games today, because why not? So the first one, there's actually kind of only two, and they both take place in Rainbow Six Siege. No, there's three actually, one in CSGO, first two in Rainbow Six Siege. The first one starts, I was playing Rainbow, and then this little kid was like, "Hi guys, whatever." I'm like, "Dude, how old are you?" He sounded like he was 5, 6, 7. He was 5, so I was close. And I asked him, he's like, "How old are you?" I'm like, he's like, 5 years old. I was like, "No shit, dude, why are you playing this game? This is not a good game for kids of your age, especially with the toxic voice chat." We were talking for a bit, he's like, I was playing Oryx, the new operator. And then he was like, "Oryx, follow me right now," in his high-pitched 5-year-old voice. And I'm like, "Okay, he's Hitler." I didn't actually say that. I was like, "Okay, sure." And I followed him. He's like, "Break all these walls." I'm like, "Dude, I'm going to lose half my health." Because every time you break a wall with Oryx, he loses 10 HP. I think it's a bit much. I mean, the dude's literally Kool-Aid Man. So I don't see a problem with him really just smacking the wall just really quick, just right up there. But I broke all the walls, so I was about 50 HP. He was playing Doc, right? So he was playing Doc, and then I'm like, "Dude, can I have a stim at least?" He's like, "No." And then he brought me to another area. He's like, "I could break the rest of these walls." I broke two. I was at about 30 HP, and then I left. The kid started crying because I didn't break the walls. He was like, "Break the walls, please break the walls. I want to see the new operator." I'm like, "Kid, you saw the new operator already. You don't need to see what he does. You're trying to kill me." I've never really tried. I wonder if Orcs can kill himself from breaking a wall, or maybe just as I feel like he would stop at the wall and it'd be like, "Nope, too tired," or something like that. But I wouldn't know, because, well, I'm not breaking that many walls. And then he died, and I died. Actually, I died first. I got shot in the foot and died instantly by a Cali. I got killed by a Cali, which is the sniper, if you don't know. But yeah, that was annoying. And then his dad came on the mic at the end of the round, but I didn't know that it was. And then I was asking him this question, like, "Dude, why are you playing this game? There's a toxic voice chat. There's all sorts of bad people that you can meet." And he's like, "Because..." And then the dad came out of nowhere. It's like, "Because I just let him, I felt like..." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." I looked in like the right-hand side where the voice chat pops up. I thought it was like some other guy making a joke. But no, it was the same gamer tag, your name. And I was like, "Fuck. Oh, shit." And I muted myself. I'm like, I mean, I didn't say anything wrong, but... ooh, that was scary. I hate adults. The second encounter, I'm going to drink some water. But second encounter, not the same kid. I was just finishing a round in Rainbow, and then the round ended, but I was talking in voice chat, and I said, "What the fuck?" like that. And this kid came out of nowhere and was like, "Dude, you sound exactly like Raccoon Eggs. Are you Raccoon Eggs, dude?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Do you play CSGO?" I said, "Yeah, sometimes. I played CSGO earlier today." He's like, "Dude, are you lying? Are you Raccoon Eggs?" I'm like, "Dude, there's no way I'm Raccoon Eggs. Because I definitely do not sound like Raccoon Eggs." So that was interesting. And then he friended me and then messaged me like, "Nice try, buddy. I know you're him." It's weird. like my voice, I don't sound like Raccoon Eggs. If any of you guys listen to Raccoon Eggs, just compare my voice in this to his voice in his videos, and you'll see a difference. I definitely don't sound like him. Oh, happy Easter, by the way. This is a Easter episode. I had an old podcast called Anything and Everything Video Games. It flopped. I didn't get anything out of it, really. It was not even fun. I mean, no, there's like, it's just like not as fun to do those because you have to talk about a specific thing, whatever. This, I'm talking about whatever the fuck I want. And I can say whatever the hell I want. So it's fun. Why not? But, yeah. Oh, right. In CSGO, it's just all the people that I met. I met a guy that was deployed in the military. He came back home for once, and then he told me how to make really good ramen, and I'm going to read that recipe out. It has to be beef flavor. I mentioned that it had beef flavor. That's why he told me all of it. And let me go to my notepad on my phone. You get sriracha, a pinch or two of garlic powder, and crushed red chili pepper. And apparently that makes the best ramen you'll see. So, you'll taste. And why not? I'm going to try and make that later today. Probably later tonight when it's midnight and I'm pulling an all-nighter. And why the hell not? Right at this time, it's 7:23 p.m. Central Time. I don't know. I think California, it's 9. And New York, it's like 5:23, 5:30. I think it's all 2 hours behind. Yeah, I think it's 2 hours. You know what I really want to do is just cross time zones to see the clock just fuck. I just hit my wrist on the table. The clock just jump backwards or forwards. I don't know. I think it'd be cool, and I'm gonna try that. Oh wait, I should have tried that when I went to Florida. Dang. I should have done that. You know, I really should have tried, like, the time zone thing. I don't know. It's just a cool thing to talk about. Or not talk about. What kind of is? I don't know. Yeah. So. You know, I miss, like, traveling. I went on a cruise ship last summer, 2019. I met amazing friends. Like, they're some of my best friends today. Still talk to them a lot of the time. And I just miss traveling. Miss meeting people. It sucks. It does suck. Now, like, just keep in contact with them. Yeah, some of them live in Texas, where I live. Two live in Pennsylvania. I don't know why they came down to Galveston to board the ship from Pennsylvania, but why not? It's, I guess it was worth it in the long run. But, I mean, it's just nice to meet people. I mean, I was with them for a week on a boat in the middle of the ocean, traveling to three different islands. And getting sunburnt and eating a shit ton of ice cream. It's the time of my life. The most fun I've ever had on a cruise ship. And I've only traveled on cruise ships. I've only flown on the plane once just to go visit my grandparents. It was an hour-long flight. That's it. It was Southwest Airlines, too. It was sad. I had really depressing pretzels and a little tiny, like, medicine cup of Coke. Not, like, that small, but, like, you know. Like half the size of a solo cup.
And
I'm a bit far away. Now, dang, I'm like thinking about it now. I keep having the thought in the back of my head of just going on a boat and just vibing with friends. And crazy people that tried to offer us alcohol in Jamaica. No, I didn't take it. I even asked him, how old do you think I am? He's like, 17, 16. I was like, nope. 14, sir. I mean, dang, bro. It's like, just give me a drink real quick. Give me some tequila, some vodka, some spiked Coke. That's what he tried to give me. And he tried to get me a pina colada with alcohol instead of without, like I asked, but he didn't. He was close. He's like, you want this in there? I'm like, no, man. It's all right. Whatever. I should have taken it. I should have. Don't tell anybody I said that, but I should have taken it. It would have been funny. My chair's so fucking squeaky, dude. It's annoying. So, yeah. Now, I think I may or may not end it here. I probably will. But if you hear this and you made it this through without getting bored for some reason, I don't know why you wouldn't be bored at this point already. But if you want me to talk about something, send me a message. I'll include it into the podcast if it's appropriate. I don't give a shit if it's appropriate or not. Disclaimer, do not watch if you're 5 years old. I'm looking at you, Fatzilla. I met you on Rainbow Six Siege. If you listen to this, you're too young to play video games. Stop. Like, I didn't start playing video games until I was like 6. Alright, that's a big difference. I played on a Wii and I beat Super Mario Galaxy by myself with my dad's help on one boss twice because my brother deleted all the files and I was pissed at him. Yeah. So. It's the end, and leave a message. I'll include it. I'll answer your questions. Have any questions? And why not? Peace out, I guess. I don't know. I'm new to this.